You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Good morning. This is so exciting, a chance to be able to brag about our kids without people rolling their eyes at us.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I never get tired of bragging about my boys. My oldest son is a computer programmer, and he is just doing an outstanding job with his wife raising their two children. My second son is a lieutenant in the Navy and is currently on a 9-month deployment. And my youngest son just started his master's degree at Fuller Theological Seminary, and they just all make me so proud.
I guess so. You have a reason to be a proud mama.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Hi, I just want to brag on my son. I have a 15-year-old that there's a child at school that does not have a whole lot of friends. He's the first one to make friends with him and get him involved in his group. And he also will share his lunch and any lunch money he has. If someone doesn't have lunch, he is very willing to give whatever he has.
I wanted to brag on my kids. I have a son up at Michigan Tech. He started in August, and while it's early in the school year, he's already got all A's so far. And my daughter is at Unity, and she's got all A's so far. So that's a real good thing. And they're great overall kids that do anything for their parents.
Proud of both my daughters, but my youngest daughter especially. Her mother-in-law just recently passed away from liver cancer, and they put their whole life on hold for the last month of her life and moved into their house and stayed right by her bed, did all the, you know, unpleasant things that you do for a bedridden patient a lot of times, and she just amazed me. She just had a heart of love and compassion for, and you know, to care for her mother-in-law that way.
Hi, I wanted to share a brag story about my children.
Okay, Ashley.
I had twin boys October 13th, so they're almost a year, and they were born at 28 weeks, and they were only a pound and a half and 2.5 pounds, and they spent 3.5 months in the hospital, and today they are doing very well. They have overcome a lot of obstacles. My one son, Jonah, he was the one that was a pound and a half, is now crawling and, you know, standing up on his own and doing very well, and we're very proud of him. And then also Caleb, I had a loss of brain tissue when he was born, and he was the one that was 2.5 pounds. He can't crawl or roll over or anything, but he has been going through some therapy as well twice a week in Mary Freebed, and it's been doing very good things for him. We wouldn't have been able to make it through anything without God and helping us through these horrible times of them being in the hospital and getting through it. And it's just amazing to see them almost a year. And, you know, they're a little bit behind of normal babies, but it's amazing to see them grow and get bigger and get through these obstacles.
My daughter is 11 years old today. Today's her birthday, so I also want to wish her a happy birthday. But I also wanted to just brag about her. Monday morning, she woke up. She set her own alarm, and she woke up at 5:45 to go into a study hall because she didn't like the grade that she got on a test. So she ended up getting an A on it. She went in all on her own on Monday morning and got an A. And so I was really proud of her for that, but I'm also proud of her. You know, she's a great soccer player. She's a leader, volunteers at church with a drama team, and is just very involved with everything. So I'm just calling to say happy birthday and brag on her.
We have four children. The oldest is 21, 19, and almost 17. And then we have a young daughter who is 6. And aside from all of their athletic and academic accomplishments, the fact that my four children know and love the Lord and do their best to live their life that way makes parenthood totally, totally worth it. And that is the ultimate goal. And I love my kids.
I have a 24-year-old son who lives in Ohio, and he lost his job about a month ago, but he didn't let him get him down, and he went out, and now he's got another job. Then I have 17, don't want to get that wrong,
no,
daughter, who has made the homecoming court. She wasn't trying to be on it or anything, and really proud of her because she's a very Christ-centered child, and it really is a beautiful thing for her to be able to do this. So I'm really proud of them and so glad that God has given me them because they're good kids.
Hi, good morning, John and Amanda. My name is Sue, and I'm a Hudsonville bus driver, and I have a request, if possible, because I'd like to brag on my students also, but earlier this week, you played the Mandisa Good Morning song just as my students were getting on the bus. The last 2 days, they've been saying, is that the Good Morning song? Is that the Good Morning song? And I was wondering if today you could play the Good Morning song. Bus number 81, they're going to be excited.
I drive a school bus for one of the local schools, and I've got some kids on there that don't necessarily come from the best of homes, but we've kind of adopted the song from Mandisa, Good Morning, and the kids absolutely love it. I'm playing CSG on the bus all the time, and if you could just mention Bus 22, that would just be something these kids would absolutely love.
And what school district are you with?
It's with Caledonia, and every morning when the kids get on, you can see some of them really have the frown on their face, and I keep telling them it's going to be a good day today. You know, you're going to have a good day today. So that song's been something that the kids just absolutely love.
Yeah, I'd like to brag about my child.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Rob Dykstra.
Dad!
And I just want to say I'm proud of my daughter, Amanda.
Oh. Hey, morning.
Hey, how are you, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you?
She's got four wonderful children, gave me four wonderful grandchildren, and just so proud of her. And she's doing an awesome job on that radio station.
Well, thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. And I hope my awesome children are getting ready for school right now.
All right. Well, anyway, you guys have a great day.
I like your topic today. One thing I want to brag about, my son, Andrew, he did make his proud grandparents a little over a year ago, and he gives us the privilege of babysitting him a couple days a week. And not only that, whenever our vehicles need their oil changes, he's right on top of it. He'll call and set it up and say, I'm coming to get the cars today. They need their oil changes. And he does all that for us at no charge.
Hi, John. Hi, Amanda. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks.
I'd like to brag on my little guy. His name's Nathaniel, and he's 3. And he just started the Awana Cubbies program at my in-laws' church.
Oh.
I know. It's so cute. Well, he is such a shy little boy in front of people. So he's like, oh, Mom, I don't know if I can do this.
Mm.
But it was so cute. Like, he sticks his fingers in his mouth, and he's like, I want to say my verses, but I can't. You know, so last night, he said all 4. And I'm crying because it's like, he's 3. And he knows all these verses now. And he's hiding God's word in his heart. And it's absolutely amazing to see at such a young age that he loves doing this, and you know, he can use it when he gets older. He said all 4 of his verses in front of his teacher, and I'm like just so proud of him. And here I am crying, but it's such a big accomplishment for him because he is just such a shy little boy in front of people and the craziest little kid you'd ever meet once you get to know him.
So, and I gotta ask, does he have the little cubby vest? With the little patches.
He does. It is so cute. And he's got his little bag. He just won it last week. So he just started like a couple weeks ago. And he's got 4 or 5 verses he already knows. And he can sing so well at home. And he gets there and he like freaks out.
Hopefully that was the boost of confidence he needed last night. That's really great.
Yeah.
Hi, John. This is Gloria Ellis. I just have to call and brag on our daughter this morning after 11 years of working very hard, the loss of a son, her own brain aneurysm, and other serious illnesses in their family. Hmm. This week, she finished nursing school, and we are so proud of her. She has 5 children at home, a wonderful husband. She couldn't have done it without him. She's finished now, and we're just proud of her.
Hi, this is Chris Bodwin. I'm Eric's mom.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Great to hear all that's transpired this morning. So pleased that my email started all this. So glad what you're doing for Eric and letting him express his gifts, and I'm just very grateful.
It takes a lot for somebody to be able to put up with both of us, and so we give Eric a lot of credit from the get-go.
There's 4 more where Eric came from, so he's got 3 big sisters and a little brother that, he's put up with a lot through the years, but they're all great kids.
Now, that is something we did not know,
yep.
And I think the fact that he's the 4th out of 5 kids means he can tolerate the 2 of us.
Well, it's been a joy to have him. He's doing a great job, and we look forward to working with him this semester.
thank you again for the opportunity you've given them, and it's a great ministry there. I just am so grateful I can listen to your music and work on my studies here and think of Eric there. God bless to both of you and to my little boy.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.